Yisrael Chanan Lipschitz showed me a beautiful Naramakim, the Prima Godim, in the beginning of Hilchis Birchas HaTorah. So the Gemara says in Nedarim, this is one of the Churbin Gemaras, Daf Pei Aleph Amid Aleph, where the Gemara says, Amma Avda Aretz Shloi Baruch HaTorah Tchila. So that's why the Prima Godim is bringing this in Hilchis Birchas HaTorah. So he says, Amma Avda HaAretz, the land itself was lost. Eretz Svi, the land was once so big, it was machzik, all these different people. And now, the land can't even be machzik, 600,000 chav. Konim, Alma of the Haaretz, the physical land was lost. What happened? But it's interesting because we always speak out. This is something that permeates Torah's Chasam Sofer, and that is that B'mokim Kedusha, physics doesn't apply. And the Chasam Sofer says in a whole bunch of different places, in a whole bunch of different ways. One of the inyanim that the Chasam Sofer talks about are the schools of Eretz Yisrael. He says, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, "May oylam loy omar adam tsar li amakim." It's regarding Yerushalayim. And even though there were times that there were so many people in Yerushalayim because the Yidim oylo regel, but may oylam loy omar adam. In history, there was never a man that said, tsar li amakim, that it's a little bit uncomfortable. Why not? It's because of Kedushas Yerushalayim. And the Kedusha defied the physics, and as a result, no one ever felt uncomfortable. Chasam Sofer says in the Azara, which had more Kedusha than Yerushalayim, you find that they were oimdim tzvufim biyidin, umishtachvin revachin. That's even more. It's not just me oilam le omar adam tzali amakai, but they were mishtachvin revachin. There was a certain breakout. That's because the Azara had more Kedusha than Yerushalayim. So this inyan of physics being mishubid was more manifest, and that's why not just it wasn't tzar, but it was mishtachvin revachin. And then you had the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is Lefnai V'Lefnim, that is Dishbetz Kedusha. There, Mokum Ma'arin is Enem and Amida. There, you have a Chazal that when the Yidden went out to fight a war in the times of Yeshua Menon, all of Klai Yisrael was able to fit Bein Abadim. We always speak out the Rogachova that there was a Tzantzenes Amon that was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. There's an Issa Noiser in the Mon. The Yidden were told, how could the Mon be there? So the Rogachova said that just like the Mokum Ma'arin was Enem and Amida, it was not mugbul by physics, it was also not mugbul by zman. It was the mailam and azman. So there was no today and there was no tomorrow. But the point is that you find that kefida madregas of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, it was manifest in terms of the breakout that was there. I think this Gemara is how he suffered to that. The whole Eretz Yisrael had it. Because really the whole Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha. The entire land from sea to shining sea is an Eretz Svi. What does it mean there's an Eretz Svi? The room expands. There's room for everybody. Could be it's uncomfortable, but the land is sweet. Then Yerushalayim is my oilam le'yamar tzali amakim. And then you have that Zara where it's mishtach mirvachim. And then the atolis al kunot lano, that's the Kodesh HaKadoshim, where there it's already in a minamid.